From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Love, love, love the Ask Roz and Mocha Show podcast. This is where you get to ask your questions to us.
Yeah, and for the first time, we're doing this live with an audience of fans, family in Jamaica. This is Roz and Mocha's family vacation, by the way.
We flew a ton of hardcore fans down here with us. Everyone's here right now, and damn it, Maury is out in the crowd right now to get everyone's question. So, here we go.
Yeah, and damn it, Maury is out there roaming around with the fans right now. Maury, who do you have?
All right, we've got Mackenzie. Mackenzie, what's your question?
Hi. So my question's for Roz and Mocha, and it is, who had to do the most personal grooming to prepare for this trip?
Oh, damn. Hey, did you shave your arms?
Because
if you didn't, then it's me.
I didn't shave my arms.
Then me.
Oh.
I was a mess. I think a lot of us were, because it's like winter, and I didn't really know how much I had to do. Well, this is a weird question. Why is it just me? What did Shem have to do?
Nothing. Look at
oh,
me.
Oh, damn.
Look at me.
Come on,
Maury, nothing, obviously. Maria, please.
Well, I feel like most girls in this room can relate.
Thank you.
You have to do like one of the everything shower.
Yeah.
It's not like you go and you just wash your hair. You know, it's everything.
Right.
And those take like a half hour minimum.
Right.
Oh my God.
But I think that for something like this, I think it's most certainly me.
Yeah. I'm not gonna answer any more of this.
No.
Next question.
All right, Amanda, where are you? Where's my Amanda? Amanda, where are you at?
So my question is, what three items could you buy at a grocery store that would make the cashier give you a strange look?
Am I allowed to go to the pharmacy section? Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna say pork chops, glue, and pantyhose.
I feel like you've done that before.
Shut up. Yeah.
Why did you know that answer so quick?
Came off way too quick.
Do you have an answer for that, Jim?
Can I tell you what I have?
Yeah.
So at one time I purchased, I can't even believe I'm saying this, a Plan B.
Oh.
Yeah? Okay.
Listen, guys, just be safe. Jeez.
Yeah.
Safe would have been
but
before.
At the same,
exactly.
Don't judge me, okay? Ginger ale and Band-Aids.
Oh!
Jesus.
It wasn't that kind of a wild night. I really should stop drinking. Let me just go ahead and drink some water.
Maury, do you have an answer?
Okay, so I would say Vaseline, rope, and baby wipes.
Oh, damn it, Maury.
And now you know why we call him Damn Maury.
Oh. Next question.
Right, Antonella, question, where's please. Antonella? Antonella, okay.
My question is, who swears the most?
Oh, like in life?
Yes.
My wife.
But you mean like out of all of us?
Yeah. I would say
I think
Mocha
me.
And I.
Yeah.
Mocha
but who
and
would
I.
Swear more like between the two of us? I say me.
Damn.
I think it's me.
Yeah, maybe. But I think we're about the same. I think that Maury swears when he's angry and then it's hilarious.
My dad is here.
Yes. Hey, Frank, have you ever heard Maury swear?
No, I think he is afraid to swear around me.
Does anybody swear in front of their parents? No! No! Have you ever sworn in front of your parents?
Well, one time!
Once?
My Guyanese mom is gonna let me swear in front of her? No, absolutely not.
No, Shem, do you swear in front of your parents?
You must be kidding. Yeah,
okay.
Right. I wouldn't even be here.
Maria, your mom is here. Do you swear in front
my
of your mom?
My mom has like a potty mouth. Like,
okay.
Of course I swear in front
okay.
of her.
All right, next question is from Janine. What's your question?
I know you guys flew together to get here, but is Roz going to ditch Mocha for first class on the way home?
It wouldn't be a family vacation if I didn't at least try to ditch Mocha for first class on the way home. Because that's what I do with my family. It's because I'm tall. I'm not a jerk.
Okay.
We went on our honeymoon. I flew first class and my wife and kid didn't.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah.
On your honeymoon?
No, it wasn't my idea. It was her idea. It was like a
beautiful, oh, sure.
It was a beautiful gesture from her that I gladly accepted.
Of course.
Sure.
All right, Michelle, where's Michelle?
Okay.
if you had to be roommates with someone else on the show, who would it be and why?
Roz.
Oh, Shem.
Oh, what the? Bro, why?
My guy.
Okay,
my guy.
Why? Why Shem?
No, I would. Yes. There we go. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Why wouldn't you
want to be your roommate?
With me, yeah.
Because, I mean, Shem goes to bed late. You go to bed early, and I'm not a tiptoer. So I don't want to always have the conversation about I keep you up at night. Although I would keep you up at night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, pal.
All right.
Murray wants to be. But I would say Shem. I think that Shem and I are both aligned on when we eat, when we sleep, all that kind of stuff.
My mask wouldn't bother you?
Oh, right. Shem has sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Mocha. Yeah.
That changes everything.
Damn it, Maury, who do you have?
Mariella, where are you at? Where's Mariella? All right, what's your question for the group?
If you guys were to work in the circus, what act would you each of you do?
In the what? In the circus?
In the circus. Oh, man. That's a great question. Maria, what?
I don't like clowns. Are the clowns at the circus?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then I'm away from them. Anything else, though, is fine.
Shem?
Oh, I'd be a clown for sure.
Oh.
For
yeah,
sure.
Shem and I are not in the same performance.
Yeah.
I'll be with the animals. Yeah.
I feel like, Roz, you would be like the ringleader.
Yeah, because I'm afraid of everything. I couldn't do anything with a height, anything with an animal, anything with fire, anything with spikes, anything in the sun, anything.
Bro, how do you even live life? You're like scared of everything.
I'm terrified of everything. I will never ride a horse.
Oh, I know what you could do. You can make the sand straight.
Yeah.
Like the maintenance guy.
Yeah, the maintenance guy.
Yeah, like I would do something like that, but I'm terrified of everything. So even just the idea of doing anything that is like even remotely off the ground, I can just not. I don't even like balconies.
All right, Sarah, where's Sarah at? Sarah, over here, what's your question for the group?
So when you guys travel, are you the kind to unpack everything and put them in the drawers, or do you live out of the suitcase the entire time?
Great question.
Okay, hold on. First, we got to pull the room. Who says drawers? No, you can applaud. We can't see your hands. There we go. Okay, who leaves everything in the suitcase? Yeah, I trust myself with most things in life. Like, I drive my child around in the car. For some reason, when I get to a hotel, I have zero trust in myself if I put anything in a drawer. Like, I suddenly think I'm just going to lose my mind and forget everything. I get anxiety if I start seeing somebody, if Catherine wants to put something in a drawer. I am out of the suitcase with everything. I even put the little things back in the suitcase before I leave if I go for dinner. Nothing touches a drawer. Zero.
Oh, I unpack everything.
You do?
Yes. Whether I'm staying for 2 days or if I'm staying 2 weeks, I take everything out of my bag.
Right.
And I put it all away.
You do? Fold it and everything?
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maria.
No, my luggage looks like a raccoon went in it right now. It's not. I'm a luggage person. But it also depends, though. Like, if I'm going away for 2 weeks and I have, like, certain things that I want to wear, I will hang those.
Okay.
But they go immediately in my luggage after they're worn.
Okay.
And everything gets sorted.
Do you fold them, like, after, or do you just, like, toss it in the bag?
I'll kind of, like, roll them up. Okay. You know, like, the rolling technique?
Yeah.
But right now, it's just really bad in there. I wouldn't even go looking into my luggage. It's a disaster.
Shem?
Oh, I unpack and I iron everything.
What?
You
Why
iron
Why do y'all
it?
Look at me like I'm crazy? Like, I just iron. Yeah, that's what an iron is there for, right?
No. I bring a steamer everywhere with me.
Yeah. No, I don't trust myself with a steamer.
But then you put it in the drawers, though? You put it in the drawers?
Fold it, put it in the drawers, iron it. Yeah.
Oh,
look at my shirt today. Looks pretty.
Maury, what do you do?
I leave everything crumpled in the bag, and I even leave room to steal the toilet paper.
No.
Shocking.
They give you two extra rolls here.
Wow. They don't give you two extra rolls.
They're to use.
They're provided.
All right, next question is from Cass. What's your question?
If it's one vacay you could do for the rest of your life, which country would it be?
Jamaica!
Yeah!
Jamaica.
Woo! Without question.
Jamaica all day!
Without question.
Welcome back to it, Razamoka's Family Vacation. Ask Razamoka is when you... Our fans, the amazing fans, get to ask your question, and today we are doing it live.
Damn it, Maury, way at the back of the room. Who are you with right now?
All right, Caitlin, what is your question for the group?
If you want a vacation to travel the world and had to bring someone from work, who would you bring?
Shem.
Yes, also, I would say Shem because I'm afraid of everything, and I think that Shem's just presence offers some sort of comfort.
I also would say Shem.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no, sorry.
Come on, Shemroy.
Oh, jeez.
Well, first of all, I would never... Did you say around the world? No, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go. I would give my... Mocha and Shem, I would give both of them my ticket. I wouldn't... I couldn't spend that much time with any one person. It's not for me. But you would say Shem?
I would absolutely... Yeah, because Shem and I, like...
I know, you're dudes. Yeah,
similar personalities, jokes,
Dan
music, Mamori. Everything.
I would go with you, Ross.
I wouldn't go. I'm not going. I just said I'm not going.
Me?
I wouldn't go.
Pick somebody else.
Okay. All right, Simonese, what's your question for the group?
Okay. Hi, my question is for Maria. Being the only female on the show, do you think the guys try to compete with you on your skincare routine / makeup?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say Shem puts up a good competition with skincare. He's always asking me if he looks good in the morning.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Yeah. I've got this like, okay. We're all family here, right?
Yeah.
I've got this like skin tag on my nose that looks like a booger.
Right.
And I'm super self-conscious about it. Now I've just told you, so you all probably stare at it when you see me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm always asking Maria, does it look okay? Does it look okay? Is it super visible? Is it visible, Roz, to you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not going to make fun of you for it or anything like that. That's rude.
Thanks, man.
I would pinch it, though. It looks like it needs to be. But I will say this. That the way that the studio is set up, that Shem and Maria work in the same studio, and when they've been in there for a while, and like you open the door in the morning, it smells like if Sephora was on a beach. Like you are just hit with like all the smells. It's a tiny little room too.
Yeah. But none of them compete with me. But they're good. They like to poke fun as to how much money I spend on skincare products. But, I mean, Maury puts up a good race for that, so it's fine.
Okay, Tamara. Where's Tamara? All right, what is your... You have three questions, I think? All right, what's your first question up first?
Yeah, so my first question is for the group.
Yeah.
I'm curious. You have to set up either Roz or Mocha with someone. Who are you setting up with and why?
Oh, like if you had a single friend and if in a perfect, like in a different world, we were.
Oh.
Who would you most trust when you're friends with me or Mocha?
Mocha.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Question two.
Yeah, so second question is for Roz. I'm curious who you were in high school. Like, what crew did you hang out with? What did you do? What was the vibe?
Oh, like I was a skid, right? Like, it was this sort of late 80s, and I was just like a rock and roll kind of skid that you either play, like, and I grew up in a small town, so it's like you either play guitar or you play hockey. And I couldn't play hockey, so I tried to play guitar. And, like, that was the only way that you could, like, really meet anyone. Like, if you ever wanted a girlfriend, you had to play guitar or hockey. Like, there was just no other options. There was no way it was going to happen. But that was, like, that was sort of life in the late 80s, I think, in, like, any sort of small town. But, yeah, that was me. I had hair down on my ass, and all my clothes were tighter than they are today. But that was me in high school. Shut up, Shem.
I was just looking.
Just check me out.
If you Google Roz West in high school, you could see a photo. Do
don't,
it.
You don't have to do that, though.
Oh, my God.
It's unnecessary. I just explained it to people.
You did have luscious hair, though.
You don't have to Google things.
Question three?
Okay, so question three is you can only have one condiment for the rest of your life. Which one are you going with?
Condiment?
Yeah, so like ketchup, mayo, mustard.
Can I say hot sauce?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, hot sauce.
Absolutely
definitely
hot sauce.
Does
Nutella
count? And then mayo.
What? Then,
does Nutella count?
No.
Oh. Well, you put it on bread. Isn't it a condiment?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's a spread.
Ah, whatever.
So you're picking Nutella.
Yeah, I'm picking Nutella.
Still picking Nutella?
Still picking Nutella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you can't have any other condiment.
That's fine. No hot sauce.
Hot
I can
sauce.
Put on everything.
Yeah,
hot
yeah,
hot
yeah.
sauce, yes.
I'm picking mayonnaise. Brittany, what's your question?
I have two questions.
Go ahead.
First one is, over the years, what have been your least favorite segments?
Oh, least favorite?
Least. I mean, I don't like to lose. So we play a game called Mouse Charades, which I detest.
Oh,
I hate
so
it
good.
With a passion. We do that. I don't think that I have a least favorite.
Yeah, I don't have a least favorite either. Like everything that we do on the show, it's like so much fun.
Well, not everything.
Okay, what then?
Mocha has fun with everything. Mocha
yes.
has fun. Mocha has fun with everything. But no, I don't have a least favorite because I think that we would if we were not in charge of everything.
Uh-huh.
I think that if we were ever forced to do something,
I would despise it, even if I felt that it was like that it worked or whatever. I just don't like being told what to do. So I think that. But we don't have to deal with that stuff, and so we just like pretty much put the show together that we want to do every day. And I think we all feel great afterwards that, you know, nothing was compromised and we all had a good laugh. Like, listen, you get to go into work every single day and just laugh with friends, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. really the job and that's the show. And, you know, I can find faults in that, but I don't think anybody else could.
Jesus, man. Bro, okay. It's like sun is shining. Like,
I know. Yeah. I want to wrap it up because I know soon it's going to be right there. And as soon as that sun hits right there, you won't see me anymore.
You're like right, a great cloud.
Okay, if Mocha won the big lotto, would he still do the show or ditch Ross?
No.
I mean, like, I don't know. Like, if you guys won the lotto, would you not quit your job and, like,
be out of here, right?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys.
No.
But, like, I'm taking the money and I'm, like, me and my family are gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't. I hope nobody in here would still continue to do their job if they won the lottery, right? No.
What happens to the rest of us?
What is it that you said?
I said it depends on how much you win.
It's 40 million.
Oh, 40 million?
Yeah.
I'll probably work until they kick me out. Oh,
what?
For yeah, great. Suckers.
The reason why, if everyone knows, they'll be asking you for money. So you just got to pretend.
Oh, so you wouldn't even tell people you won the lottery. Hey,
got it.
Okay,
got
you.
All right, where's Caitlin?
What great friendships Caitlin? You have.
Maria, tell us something that surprised you most about the show or the boys.
Ooh. I think what surprised me the most is how talkative Roz actually can be, in a way. Because obviously, you come off as like an introvert.
Excuse me.
No, like, I don't mean that.
That's not shocking. No, you said so much stuff here already.
Come on, you always say you don't want to be around people, talk to people. So I figured, okay, like on the show, like I'll get to know them, whatever, we'll talk and
but it took a while though. It took a while though.
Yeah, at first I thought Ross hated me for the first 2 weeks. And then I was like, okay, maybe it's just him warming up to me. But no, he's a great guy.
Yeah, I usually
talks a lot.
Yeah, I let like I'll warm up to you when the probation period's over.
Yes,
right?
3 months in, I was like, okay, now we're good. No, I think that was shocking, but I think for me, it's just like you guys are witnessing today, the behind the scenes of what goes into the show. Obviously, working in media prior to coming to the show, I knew kind of what goes behind the scenes into making production happen, but I didn't know how much side work and how many behind the scenes recordings and different things they had going on, really, how much there really was. So it was really cool to see it all come together and now be a part of it. So, yeah.
Nice.
And we're lucky to have Maria on
the show. Absolutely. Yeah, big up Maria. Big up Maria. Woo. We have time for one more question, please, Damon Moore.
All right, Simonese, I'm going to give you the last question. This is really good. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm here again. So would you rather be stuck in a cage for 20 minutes with an adult gorilla or an adult grizzly bear for $1 million?
No!
You would die, though.
Immediately you would die.
But you have to choose one. So
what, death or death?
Yeah,
you're choosing
death. So basically the question is, do you want to be killed by a bear or a gorilla?
No, it's just 20 minutes. You can't fight a
20 minutes? You think I can fight a bear for 20 minutes?
Well, think about it.
I will ride a horse.
If you can find a way to outsmart the grizzly bear
in a cage.
Or the gorilla, you have $1 million.
In a cage.
20 minutes.
But if you die, your family will get the money.
Hold on. Somebody
I can't stand in the shower for 20 minutes. I get too tired.
Damn, bro.
But, I mean, there's ways. What about if you think about knocking him out?
A bear?
A bear.
Yeah.
You know, sneak up on him and do the IMIC maneuver or something like that.
Okay.
$1 million. Boom.
Okay.
No. I'm still not doing it.
Okay. No?
No.
Okay, which one?
Okay, Maria, what do you think?
I think if you befriend the bear.
You
How are you
I'm
gonna
saying?
Become friends with a bear?
I don't know. Maybe they think it's like their cub. You know, you snuggle up, you give it a hug, you become friends.
There's a way, yeah.
No.
I think there's a way.
Hold on.
Or you sneak out of the cage somehow.
Simonese, what's your answer?
I'm gonna say I'm gonna throw it a bone.
It's not
okay,
a
we're gonna become friends.
Your own?
And
yeah,
I'm
it's gonna be from your own
dollars.
Arm.
I'm gonna do it with the grizzly bear.
With the grizzly bear.
I think I can take it. And I'm not leaving without the $1 million, so it's going down.
I'm not. I wish.
Why?
Well, there we go.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.